When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Here we go.
We're off.
We're off. Oh, here she goes.
I'm clapping on time.
Oh, are you? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think I might get a... what's it called? You know, one of those... A tambourine. I think it's time you and I have tambourines in our lives.
Well, I think you need a bonnet, like the Salvation Army ladies, and a ribbon. You know, a little bow under... Oh, a bow. It will cover our double chins.
Oh, a tight bow.
A very tight bow.
Tight bow under the chin. Weird enough, because I live no more than half a mile from the Salvation Army Centre.
I know, I've walked past
London.
It. Yes.
It's a very imposing building.
It always looks very empty, mind you, but yes.
Oh, no, it's not. There's a whole village of them inside.
Oh.
There's a school and everything. It's where they train Judith.
They'll have some bonnets. They will have bonnets.
It's like a secret society. I've been in. I've had a tour of the place.
Have
I think there probably is a history corner with some bonnets. I just need a key to that room.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'll get you one. And
me,
I'll get
two,
me one.
Two. Yeah.
Daisy might like one. I'll try and get three. I'll try and get as many as I can get in a Sainsbury's bag for life bag. Yeah. All right, that's all
yes,
I can say.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Right. Because I think it's quite a good look, that. I think, decades ago.
Look.
Yeah,
especially
I think for us.
When the hair is shit as well.
What exactly? What's not
tonight? Salvation bonnets, that's it. Yeah. Are our salvation.
Yeah.
Do you see what I've done there?
Very good.
The only other interesting point I'm going to make about that building is it is built by the same architect that did Tate Modern. So it is built in the same style with a slightly smaller brick, which makes it look even bigger than it is. It's an optical illusion, Judith.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
That's quite clever.
Yeah, I know. I just dropped that in.
Jeff told you.
Yeah, of course
that.
He did. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, as he told me, I went, oh, the boring.
So and now you found it jolly useful. Well, there's a lesson in life.
Where
isn't
are
it?
We on the contentment scale this week?
Oh, I'm not doing so well, but I can tell that you're doing. You're doing. Where are you?
With caveats, Judith. With caveats.
Oh, right. Well, always with caveats, but go on.
I enjoyed using the word caveat.
Yes, I noticed that. I did notice that.
Well, I was hovering around. I'm feeling a little bilious today. I'm hovering around an 8, which is kind of a peak for me.
Wow.
I'll come crashing down at the weekend, let's face it. You know, I'll be a 3 by Sunday afternoon.
I think you need to brace. I do actually think you need an 8. It's high for you, Jenny.
8's high for me. You see, I'm sort of cheerful. I had the jab. I had the jab. Let's just start there. Yeah.
It's, yay! Yeah.
All right. And I got the AstraZeneca.
Yes,
and
good.
Yes, which is fine. Absolutely fine. Of course, as you know me, I'm never quite satisfied. I knew I was probably going to get the AstraZeneca because when I got my appointment, it was just in a local pharmacist in Cold Harbour Lane on the edge
was
of Brixton.
It?
Yeah, it's a bit like... Because actually the pharmacy was really smart and really clean, but the one it replaced, which I remember going into years ago, was one of those pharmacists where they have, you know, that looks a bit like one of those dodgy off-licences and has a sort of scuzzy Alsatian dog with a milky eye at the back.
Not with a mesh, did have a mesh around the pharmacy bit.
That sort of thing, but it's not, it's a new one, it's all clean and lovely and they were very nice, but... You know, I knew I wasn't going to get the posh Pfizer. I know there's no difference. And I was so cross with myself for having a reaction. I thought it was so wet, Judith.
Yeah, it is.
I was really trying not to have a reaction right now. I was really fucking concentrating on not reacting.
Yeah, save yourself. What did you do? Pull yourself together, Jenny.
I was
Stop
sitting
it.
At my desk, writing, just going, just keep going, just distract yourself, just... You know, just write 1,000 words, and my head was like getting lower and lower over my keyboard, and I was just getting tireder and tireder. And then I sort of realised I had 7 cardigans on and I was still really cold.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
And I had a really hot bath. You know when you have a hot bath, but your shoulders are out of the bath? My shoulders felt like they were in the snow.
Gosh.
And so I sat by the fire and I went to bed at night. It was Tuesday, so it was a good telly night. For a 9 o'clock bedtime, because Design Masters.
Oh,
and I said to Jeff,
too.
I'm off
me
to bed.
Too. Yeah, that's early. That is, that's it was a good 9 hour earlier on, than me.
Oh, and Judith, I never stay up beyond 10. I mean,
no,
last night I was
past,
really struggling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you start watching the news and you feel like you've got to give it at least 15 minutes. But, oh, dear.
You look like a grown up. Yes, you do a bit, don't you?
Where are you on your scale of contentment?
Well, last week I was very much the sort of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, wasn't I?
Annoyingly,
all those triumphs, all the triumphs under my belt. I was quite, you know, chipper. I was chipper.
Yeah.
I'm not chipper this week.
Oh, thank God
I'm
for that.
I'm not chipper this week,
but we swap ponies. We swap ponies.
Yeah, I'm on the sluggish one.
You're on the knackered Shetland. And I'm on a slightly prancier pony. I'm not on a high stallion. I'm not galloping.
Well,
Judith,
I mean, let's get
you know. You're just doing. You're doing a slow walk.
Doing a slow walk,
and the pony's creaking.
And I'm stopping every 5 minutes to eat. My pony is leaning over and stopping every 5 minutes to eat. Poo.
Doing that thing with its neck so you nearly fall over the top.
Oh, it's terrifying. Oh, my God, it's terrifying. As you're describing it, I'm remembering.
Yeah, yeah, where suddenly the reins go really tightly. Oh! Anyway, we're such horse women.
One of these days, Jenny Eclair, one of these days, you and I should get on a horse together. Oh, mind you, having said that, you're all right on a horse, aren't you?
I'm fine on horses. Yeah, I don't like the very big ones. I mean, last time I went horse riding, they put me on a really big one because obviously...
Well, of course they did.
I think that they sort of weighed me with their eyes and just thought, get Star out. And this massive fucking thing came out. I thought, oh, God. Anyway,
broad as well. Yes, I meant broad.
Really, yeah, like a cart horse. They brought out a cart horse for me. Anyway, so where are you? You're about a 6.
Oh, I'm under a 6, Jenny, this week. Yeah. No, I had a day yesterday where I think I was a 3. I was just bored. I mean, it takes a lot to get me bored. Do you know what I mean?
It's
with everything. I'm bored with the walks. I'm bored with the house. I'm bored with the garden.
This is not like you, Judith.
It's not, is it? I just thought, what am I? Okay, well, I faffed on with a few bits of painting and I've done a bit of this and I've done a bit of that. Don't want to do anything on the shit list that I don't want to do. Do you know that feeling when you've got
What's
stuff
on your
to
shit
do?
List, Judith? Well, not that I can help, but, you know...
I've got to ring Talk about.
Oh,
about
God.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Judith, I came out with a sweat for you on your behalf.
Oh, well, that's going to be a horrible, horrible morning, isn't it?
Is that phone or Wi-Fi or...?
Both. I've got to do that. And what else have I got to... Oh, and I've agreed to do a posh talk at the university on Monday.
Oh, that's good. No, that's good. Have you written a speech yet?
Well, yes, I have. I don't think it's... I mean, it's not desperately intelligent, but I've got quite a few clips in there. You know, I thought I'd pad it out. So, yes, that's what I actually should be doing.
Right, so the talk thing is awful, and I know this for a fact because yesterday, Judith, I had to download a document and add it to a I got sent a thing. Right, in London, this is complicated, but not that complicated.
Calm down.
I'll try. And, when you're 60 in London, you get an over 60s travel pass.
Oh yes, a freedom pass.
Lucky it's not the entire one. It's not the old age pension one. It's the 60 plus, and you can't use it during rush hour. Anyway. But it's still marvellous. Not that I have been able to use it for an entire year, but you have to renew it every year and it costs £10. And you have to download a document and attach it to their form.
Oh, Jenny.
You see where I've gone already? There are women now who have gone behind the sofa and are shaking. They're saying, don't let me, I can't come out until she stopped talking about this. And, I had to do that. I had to find something with, you know, my name on it and my address, you know, in my proper name.
Did you have to scan something in?
Oh, wow. Judith, I had to scan And I had to attach.
Oh, I'm coming out in a sweat just thinking about it.
Yeah, so I'm sympathising hugely with the talk chat. Yeah. I really am. Okay, yeah, so that's got to happen. Yeah. I think you have to. What I do, and I think you probably do this, and you probably told me to do this, because we just basically tell each other what to do, don't we? We just sit in a circle going, why don't you do this? Okay, I'll do that and you do that. I time it. I say, right, it's 11 o'clock, you're doing that.
Oh, do you?
I can't get out of it.
That is a very good idea.
It vague. I don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. I say, no, I'll do that at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good trick. I like that trick. Because I do, I'm a great one for putting, you know, I'll start putting washing away and I'll think, oh, that cupboard looks a bit, you know, I might just tidy that up. Anything to get out of talking.
Why can't you make
talk.
Mike do it? Why can't Mike do the talk?
Well, normally he does, actually. Yeah. But actually, you know, it's one of the few things that he's delegated down to me.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
But it's going to be a shit morning. All right, I'm going to do that. Ooh, okay. I was going to say as soon as we finished here, but no.
Okay. You've got to get yourself a coffee. You've got to be kind to yourself as well.
Right,
you've got to make sure you've eaten, because you know you. I do it after lunch, but not when the sugar rush is hitting.
No, I was going to say, not immediately after.
Not immediately, yeah. You've really got to time this really well. Otherwise, by the time you get through, you just go, all right, you cunt.
There's usually a tiny bit. It's like in a pregnancy, isn't it? You know, there's a little window where you feel quite energetic, you know. And the first one is kind of not straight after breakfast, but about 11 o'clock for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it's a dive back down. So time it, Judith. That's trust your own body clock. What's that? What was that humming? Did you start humming? There was somebody humming on the line then. It was just, was it you? Have you got that age where you started to go, Was it you, Judith?
I think it was me. Well, there was everybody else in the room. Yes. Do you think that's the female equivalent of whistling?
Yes, I do.
Might be, mightn't
it? Right, so, do you know, actually, Judith, it has been a very medical week for me.
I don't know if
you recall that I had a procedure last week.
I saw, yes, a procedure.
I had a procedure.
Well, for hypochondriacs like us, that's, you know, that's quite something.
Yeah, it means that you've actually got something wrong when they give you a procedure.
It does.
And that's when a trained professional goes, oh, yeah, that this isn't great, is it? Let's do something for you.
So what do you have done?
Well, I had, I went to see an ophthalmologist, which is, you know, quite a few steps up from an optician. I'm not dissing the optician. They're very highly trained and everything. But there are some conditions where you've got to leapfrog your optician and you've got to go ophthalmologist. And yes, I have practiced saying ophthalmologist.
I bet you have. I bet you took a run at that one, didn't you? Yeah.
So I went to see this woman who had been recommended to me in town. And I mean, I was a bit anxious because this was pre my jab, and I know I'm not safe with my jab for 3 weeks. So, you know, I was very masked up. She was masked up, but she said, listen, I just want to reassure you, not only have I had COVID, but I have been jabbed. I was jabbed in January. So I just felt a little bit more relaxed about that.
Yes. She'd have to get pretty close, wouldn't she? Really?
Very close. Yeah, because within an hour, Judith, she'd inserted punctal plugs.
Oh, Jenny, just that word inserted.
Punctal plugs.
Oh, Jenny, you poor thing.
Because dry eye condition. That my eyes, my eye drops, the tears evaporate too quickly. So one of the things they can do, and they can do this on the NHS. So if you do have dry eye, you have to push for this and you have to push for it and don't take no for an answer, because the NHS can do it. Obviously, they're under terrible stress at the moment, so maybe, you know, in a couple of months. But it takes seconds. They basically put silicone plugs into your tear ducts. Now you have four.
Into those tiny,
tiny, tiny. She had to stretch one of them, my right hand one. It had to be stretched first.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, didn't feel a thing.
Do they give you an injection beforehand?
I can't remember.
Sort of
she must have. I think she might have numbed my eye, but I felt absolutely nothing, and I felt nothing since.
Wow.
Wow. And I know there is a punctal plug in there because it's already helping. And then I had Lipiflow, Judith. Now, really
this sounds
weird.
Like cosmetic surgery to me. What's that?
Doesn't it just?
It does.
Well, it's so weird. And it's so unlikely and so strange. Now, this, unfortunately, you can only have done privately. And it is expensive. But I haven't had a holiday this year. And to be quite honest, I'd rather... Sometimes... When my dry eye is so bad, I think I'd rather have this procedure than a holiday. That's how bad it can sometimes get.
That is bad.
So, and my car's shit and I haven't got a new car and it's died again. Anyway, so they wire your eyelids up to a machine that pumps hot, it feels like hot liquid, but I don't think it is. I don't know what it is, but it feels like hot honey running around your eyelids.
Oh,
and it basically is unblocking your meibomian glands. Now, this is getting a bit technical now, but these are the glands that secrete the oily stuff that help your tears moisturise your eyes. And when mine have got all blocked up, and so the tears are poor quality, they disappear too quickly, hence very dry, gritty eyes. So I'm being attacked on all fronts. And she's doing all these things to help me. And the benefits won't kick in for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And I'm also on some antibiotics because I have ocular rosacea as well.
You've really gone for it, haven't you, with this?
I went to see somebody really proper. Do you know what I mean? It's taken me quite a few years to get...
Well done.
Yeah, and I just thought, here's somebody who actually knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And so I've on 3 months of antibiotics for that. The Lipiflow should only have to be done once or twice a year. I can't afford it any more than that anyway. So I've got special drops. I felt really looked after. I mean, it's...
Did you?
Yes.
Well, you know, as a couple of hypochondriacs, you know, I do sympathise. I get that. The thing is, with your eyes, it is so kind of... I can't think of it sort of... I mean, it's such
She
a
did
kind
have
of,
to turn my eyelids inside out
Jenny.
And all that kind of thing.
So what do you think about?
Painless but mad. Go on, what do you think about?
What do you think, when something like that's going on, or, you know, they're doing the bit of root canal work where you think, they're right down the bottom now.
Yeah.
What do you think about? What's your
I just think about being a brave girl. I think, look at me being a brave girl. I'm such a brave girl.
Brave girl. Come on, Jenny.
I'm a brave girl.
Brave girl.
Yeah,
yeah. Brave
I think
girl.
About. I sometimes think a bit about my mum and dad.
Do you? That's
a little bit. If I think about bravery, I think about my mum and dad. They're my first port of call when I think who's brave. I think my dad was brave. My mum was brave.
Yes. So you brave kind of people. you will them sort of there, really. That's interesting. I think I might do a bit of that. I must say, I think that I am the nightmare patient. I'm the adult baby. I'm the adult baby, Jenny. I remember not so long ago, I had a nail removed. Middle finger, okay? I got obviously a rose thing.
Yes.
Yeah, if I told you this before. Anyway, it got infected. And I went to the doctor thinking they'd say, you know, it looks a bit poorly, but you're fine. And they said, I think you need to go straight to hospital. And all that kind of...
Die from those. It's like
I nearly lost the finger. So anyway, I got there. And they said, we're going to have to remove the nail, you know, by local anaesthetic. And I was such a baby, Jenny. I was such a baby. I think this nurse, I remember, held my hand. And she obviously, because my technique is to be distracted. So it was kind of, where do you live? You know, you've got two daughters. Oh, right. Okay. And, you know, I remember we got down to which side of the road I lived on. It was so detailed, the distraction.
Brilliant.
But actually, it was terrible. A bit like your procedure. It didn't hurt at all. It was just the thought of it.
The squeamishness. It's the squeamishness that is the thought, isn't it, rather than reality.
Yes.
Go on then. So what's happened to the nail now?
Oh, it's grown back. You wouldn't believe it. I am very squeamish and I was such a baby that I had to get Mike to change the dressings. I couldn't look at it for about a week because it was so unpleasant and so weird.
It's
freaky, but it's growing back. It's absolutely extraordinary. Amazing. They said it probably wouldn't, but there you go. Do you know what? The other day, I don't want to get too scatological, but I noticed a change in the bowel habits. You know, that's one of those things. Change in the bowel habits. So I thought, I'd better talk to the doctor. And I got the nice doctor. You know, I got the nice doctor.
Yeah, the one that listens.
The one that listens.
The one that doesn't put the phone down on you as soon as he knows it's you.
Listens, exactly. takes me seriously. And actually, he's the nice doctor that I've noticed all the other women in the village always want to get, you know. Kind of, who did you talk to? Oh, right. Oh, good. Oh, you got him. Nice. He's lovely. So, yes, yes. So, but you see, what happens with me is I've got all the symptoms. I've got all the bad symptoms, you know. And then when we start to have the discussion with the nice doctor, and he starts, well, if we're really worried, we might have to get, you know, colonoscopy.
We might have to probe.
Yeah, exactly. We might have to get a camera up your bum. Suddenly, yeah. I'm all right.
You're
suddenly,
backtracking. You're backtracking like crazy. You're saying, I think it might have been beetroot. Yes, yeah. Don't worry. I've had a lot of figs this week. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Those bowel cancer DIY kits that you get when you're 60, which I did last year. How often do you have to do those?
Well, quite a lot. I think they come through every year. Actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll do another one. It's like my birthday now. It's like, it's not fun. It's not balloons and pieces of cake and, you know, parties, stuff like that. It's about this DIY bowel cancer kits and renew your over 60s bus pass.
Mm. But the thing is, actually, I suppose what is good about it, touch your wood, because it's, you know, is that if you do it and then you get the letter that says, oh, you know, you're okay. It's fine. You're okay. That's quite a little boost, isn't it, for hypochondriacs?
Yeah, that'll see you through to next year and then it all happens again. So anyway, but talking about birthdays, Phoebe had a birthday last week, and that's fun, isn't it, when your children have a birthday and they're grown up and you sort of, you still get quite emotional about them. And there's a bit of me that is quite grateful I only had one.
Why?
Because I don't think I could. The worry of having any more would have killed me.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Absolutely killed me.
Yes, we're both bad on this.
We are bad at that, Judith. We're bad, and it's not good for us, and it's not good for them. Anyway,
no,
she was very pleased with her presence. Did you see? I put it up on our notice board because I was quite proud of it.
Oh, Jenny, it's so lovely.
I did a lovely little acrylic painting of her, and it looked like her, didn't it?
It did. I think what you captured was just the sort of sense of her and that style, and, you know, the posture was great. Oh,
It was off a very clear photo.
It
wasn't very big. It was only on a little bit, a bit of linen board. You know, I quite like painting on those because they're quite textural and hard. But I was pleased with it, and she was pleased with it, but she was more pleased with... I got her this cocktail making kit, and she was more pleased with that, to be quite honest.
Oh,
you know.
Quite a grown-up present. Yes, well, good.
You know, anything to get you through lockdown. Anything to get you through lockdown, isn't it? You know when your child has a birthday and it makes you feel weirdly nostalgic and a bit strange, and where do all the years go?
Oh,
and
party bags, magicians.
And just maybe, you know, if you allowed yourself, you would spend a day just looking at old photo albums.
You would.
Just
getting maudlin.
Absolutely maudlin and just going through all the stages of their growing up. Milestones in your children's life that, you know, we mark and are so...
mark their sort of breaking away, really. I mean, I think that's the thing, isn't it? All those, for me, if I did sort of immerse myself in a maudlin day of looking at the photo, I mean, it would be joyous. Of course it would be joyous. But it would also, it does mark their breaking away. And you and I have got a problem with this, haven't we?
We are still struggling. My umbilical cord is stretched quite tight all the way to New Cross. I'm not cutting it. It's still there.
Look at that.
Anyway, listen. So exercise-wise, I mean, God, this new... What do you think? Okay, we're going to do some current affairs now. I'm going to drop you...
Brace yourselves, everybody. Brace yourselves.
Let's see how wrong we can go with this.
What can we get wrong? Yeah.
No, it was just this sort of news breaking today that, you know, our COVID death rate is very poor because we're an obese nation, you know. It sort of seems to be blaming us as a nation a little bit and all that kind of thing, rather than and taking the heat off the government and everything they did. And all that sort of thing, but you know, it's a bit shocking, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit shocking, and I hadn't realised that we were that fat. Are we really that overweight as a nation?
Well, that's what they're calling us. It's a bit like the nation turning around and saying, "What, you're calling us fat?" you know, I mean, I don't know how. I was weighed the other day, and that's the other thing in my medical thing. I had to go and have my blood pressure checked, and they do it all remotely now. You just stand
what do you mean
on
remotely?
A thing. Well, you don't have a doctor doing it. You go into a little cubicle, and the nurse stands at a
fancy.
A nurse stands at a distance with a mask.
Like an X-ray.
It's a sort of, it's a bit like, you know, when you go and have a mammogram, you step on a thing and then, but it's got this hole in a thing for you to put your arm through and then it squeezes it.
Okay.
But while it's doing it, it's also measuring and weighing you, Judith.
Oh, dear. Oh, did they tell you your, what's that thing?
The BMI.
The BMI.
Mass index. Yes. Body mass. Well, I think I might have got a printout, but I closed my eyes as soon as I stepped. First of all, when I stepped on it, the machine wouldn't work. And I said, I want to take my boots off. And the nurse said, you don't need to take your boots off. She nearly said, don't be so silly. But when the machine refused to work, I jumped off the machine, quickly took my boots off before she could argue. And I'm just waiting for a text from the doctor to sort of say, we need to have a chat.
Yeah,
one of those fucking things.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And I'm so bored of the walks, Judith. I'm so bored of where I walk.
Me too.
Where do you walk?
Well, it's tricky around here. So yesterday, I got so desperate just to get out of the village. I drove into Oxford, which is about 6 miles away, and walked around the University Park, which is quite nice, really. Virtually, you can see that nobody's been in there for absolutely ages. I mean, that's when you start to see that, and there's hardly any students around. It is, it's this time of year, it would be full of people and students milling about, and it's just terrifying.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? Because we did the same. You know, I mean, we went to, on Sunday, you can park in Covent Garden quite easily.
Oh, lovely.
So we just nipped across the bridge and, you'd think, oh, lovely, just let's have a little wander around Covent Garden. Honestly, as we come up to a year of this pandemic, it was one of the most depressing walks. We just walked in silence. We trudged down Longacre and Seven Dials and round Soho and just got back in the car in silence because everything is boarded up. All the shops have taken their stock out. Like jewellery shops and things like that, they've just got the stands with nothing on. You know, that awful, and it's just, all the pubs have got notices on saying there's no alcohol and no money kept on these premises. And it was devastating. And it was similar to you, you know, because when you said Oxford and because I used to go to see Phoebe at Oxford. And it was thronging with young people, particularly young people.
Yeah, absolutely. Of all different nationalities. And it just has that sort of, like Covent Garden, but a sort of different buzz. And it's just flat. Nothing.
I'm scared, Judith.
Are you scared? Somebody else told me the other day that they were scared about sort of where we'll end up and the kind of, you know, the emergence.
I'm really petrified.
In what way?
Honest.
Frightened of what?
I'm frightened. I just feel this sort of sense of fear and anxiety and sort of a bit like, it's very strange. It's a bit like being cocooned on a plane in business class, and it's a really easy flight. Okay, so you're on this flight and it goes on forever, but it's okay because you can't go anywhere. You can't see anything.
But you're sort of protected
snacks
somehow.
And you've got films.
And then
you can sleep. And then you can have some alcohol.
Got Jeff next to you.
And Jeff's next to me. Yeah. But then when the plane lands, you've got to be a grown-up and do all the things.
Yes. Well, okay. So now you described it like that, and it is a very good way of describing it. I can see what you mean, because we are going to come out, aren't we? And there's going to be, it's going to be troubling. In some ways, we are going to be a little bit in third world, in the sense that I think you're right. The fear will take a long time to go away. And let's face it, we have been here before. I mean, because we kind of emerged, didn't we, last summer, and we're back in. Back in much worse. So yes, there will be, won't there? I suppose I do get it. There's an excitement. Good. and I'm scared, both.
Good.
It'd be interesting
to know what the gang think about that as well.
Whether
they just think that we're just gonna bounce back and immediately just sort of start sitting in cafes and going to restaurants and booking theatre tickets, or whether it's going to be a much more gradual sort of popping out and popping back. I don't know. I just can't quite get my head around it yet.
Because we've been doing it for a long time, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've been
avoiding.
Yeah, go on.
I'm quite proud of. Do you know what I've managed to get through this entire year without doing?
Oh, that's a challenge of a question.
Yeah, what do you think it is, Judith? What do you think I've managed not to do?
You haven't bought something.
No, it's something I haven't made. I have not made two things that most people in lockdown have made.
Bread.
I have not made either banana bread or any other kind of bread.
Yes, that is quite an achievement, I have
Jeff
to say.
Jeff made one loaf of bread and he bought all the kit and everything and then never did it again because he got quite tired doing it because of his tennis elbow, obviously.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make some flapjack later, you know. I'm gonna make flapjack later with coconut oil.
No, my mother occasionally used to do that and it was so
did
disappointed.
She?
I don't like coconut in things. Stop
oh,
it,
I
take
do.
It right
I
out.
Do. Well, tough shit. You're not having it, I'm having it.
I like coconut in a savoury dish, however. I like a Thai, but I don't like it in something that's meant to be sweet.
I do.
You know, like
I love it.
Oh, do you?
Do
you, you know when people used to make a try? Oh, that I remember just suddenly got a flashback to a school lunch, which was is a pastry case smeared with jam and then set.
Me too.
They'd spoil it by putting the coconut on the top.
Yeah, coconut, desiccated coconut.
Desiccated coconut.
Do you know, as you were saying it, I suddenly remembered, because I used to be the ringleader on the school dinner table. I was always monitor at the table so I could get, you know, bigger slices and seconds quicker. And not stupid, but yeah, I suddenly remembered that and it was kind of bright. It was kind of red and pink, and then it had that white coconut on the top. Didn't you like it?
Well, no, because the coconut spoilt it, Judith. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, there we go. Well, we've taken ourselves back. Can you taste that now, Judith? Can you taste that?
Do you know? Absolutely can. Yeah. I totally.
You should make that. You should make that. Anyway. Oh. I've had a busy week, Judith, haven't I, really?
You are not kidding. Now, listen, we have got a lot to talk. You and your series. Draws off.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, pick of the day in The Guardian. Get you. Lovely reviews, nice lot of press. We love it. I think
it's
the gang
good
is
fun.
Enjoying it. I am loving it, Jenny. First of all, you look great in those dungarees, as indeed members of the gang have said. And I want to know about the shirts. Where'd you get the shirts?
That shirt that on week one, it's a Bowden Sale number, and there are still a couple left, but in very limited sizes. So either tiny sizes or very big sizes.
Yeah.
Nothing
really
in the middle.
It. You look very good in that. It was really, really good. But more than that, I mean, but most importantly, Jenny, I think you hosted it really well. It's a really neat format. And I love it when you turn round the easel swivelling at the end.
Spinning the easels. Spinning.
That's right, sorry.
My favourite bit. The easels are on wheels. They spin.
Yeah. No, that's great. And I think it has it's a really sort of warm show, isn't it?
I think it's filling that 5:30 on Channel 4 slot after 4 in the bed quite nicely. It's only half an hour, so it's not, you know, you don't have to sort of commit to it. I personally think it could do with another 10 minutes.
Possibly.
It feels very quick to me. I think that
possibly.
It'd be nice to do some, see Diana doing some sketching or just...
Oh, Yes,
you know,
I agree.
Some tips and hints about doing hands and feet and those sorts
of
things. And just a few things about, you know, how many times the head does go into the body, all that sort of thing.
Yes,
just the things
yes.
to remember. And, you know, what a wash can do. I mean, for those who don't know what Draws Off is, it's a drawing programme. It's a life drawing programme and competition. And it's just half an hour in the afternoon on Channel 4. Now, we have quite a lot of listeners abroad. I don't think you'll be able to get it. I'm sorry about
no,
that.
No, I know. I don't think they will either, which is annoying. It's very compulsive. And, you know, seeing
this
something
week
take shape is lovely.
They really grow, don't they? They're
yes,
really,
they do. They're getting better.
Absolutely. This is quite a good bunch, actually. But the rate of progression, you know, from day one to day two, there was a huge leap. You know, I mean,
yes,
I think quite a few people... You know, we'll have different ideas as to who should win each round and all that kind of thing. So I can imagine there are people shouting at home and going, no, it should have got, she was robbed, he was robbed, that sort
but
of thing.
But that's the fun of it, isn't it?
That
really?
Is
that's,
the fun of it, I think.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
also,
yeah.
you know, it's not as serious as, because they're all amateur artists, you know, things go horribly wrong. It's
ooh,
not,
yeah.
you know, you don't watch with that air of tension, you know, like landscape artists, which I watched this week. I felt quite tense on their behalf because there's quite a lot to play for and there's professional reputations on the line
absolutely.
As well. So it's a much tenser thing. And I really enjoyed Landscape Artist, I have to say.
Me too.
And I wouldn't have liked to have been choosing which one won, but, you know.
Difficult, I know. Yeah. Well, my friend Claire got to the final three and I was so proud of her last night in it. So, so proud of her.
And
but
I thought her commission piece was fabulous.
Oh, I know, that
as
water
well.
That she'd done. I know, she's a clever old thing. She's a clever sausage.
Anyway, listen, it's time to get into
Culture
Corner.
Yes.
Obviously, we want Draws Off to go into our television section, but we've mentioned it now. And we're going to start with films, Judith. Have you watched any films this year? This week?
Well, yeah, tell you what we watched. We watched the biopic of Hattie Jakes called Hattie, which was on, I think, BBC Four.
Who's playing Hattie?
Ruth Jones.
Oh, marvellous.
Beautifully. It's. I don't know how many of the gang... Well, the gang will remember Hattie Jakes, won't they? I
of course
think
they will.
Yes, I
and
hope
And if
so.
They don't, you've got to look her up. If you want to be a proper gang member, look up Hattie Jakes. Yes.
Very, very... well, I suppose one of the original sort of character, you know, comedy actresses, really. And basically, her marriage to John Le Mesurier, who was played by... You know that posh one in Cold Feet? I can never remember his name.
Very good. He's a really
Bathurst,
lovely man.
Bathurst.
Robert Bathurst.
Yes, lovely actor. So so they had this kind of odd marriage, really, where she had an affair and a much younger man who kind of moved in. So they had this sort of ménage à trois, which must have been extremely difficult for John Le Mesurier, and eventually they divorced.
Did he have affairs as well?
Well, in the picture, not really, but eventually he did, and they did eventually divorce and go their separate ways. So it was a kind of, you know, they had this sort of jolly exterior of being this kind of very sociable, bohemian almost couple. But then underneath there was this sort of raw unhappiness, I think.
Judith, it sounds ever so good.
It is good.
Yeah.
And I think what the kind of the 60s sort of detail of the kind of crockery that they used and the Christmas sort of table settings really took me back. But her dresses, she wears these dresses, which... I suppose these days you might wear something if you were her size, and she was a big lady. You might wear something that was going to kind of cover, wouldn't you? But actually she wore things that were kind of nipped in at the waist and sort of silky and kind of showed off her bosoms and, you know, great kind of gathered skirts, sort of, but she really pulled it off well. It's
but that was tailoring. That's because in those days, if you had money, you could sort of, you could pay for somebody to make you look great and properly dress you.
Yeah,
I mean, we all buy such rubbish off the peg that's been made by children in third world countries.
I know. But yes, it's good. I would recommend that. No more films. No more films.
The only telly that we have started this week that people might be interested in is Behind Her Eyes, which is based on a book I read a long time ago when I had jet lag and can't really remember much of the detail, though when I'm watching it, I think, oh, yes, I remember that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, of course that happened. There's a black actress in it called Simona Brown, who I think is being brilliant. And there's a wonderful performance by a young boy playing her son, a plump boy with glasses who is just such a natural. And apparently there's a massive twist at the end, which Ooh. People either love or loathe. Ooh. Ooh. And obviously, because I read this book with jet lag, I have no idea
you
about
don't
that
remember
ending.
It.
But
you
when
don't
it comes, I'll probably go, oh, yes, I remember that.
Which channel's that on?
That is Netflix.
Okay.
And the other girl, there's two female leads, and the other female lead is Bono's daughter. Yes.
Has she got a pair of those ridiculous glasses?
No, she's not wearing those, Judith. She's being an actress in a thing.
Right.
The other thing that I think is we can add to our rota of comfort tellies, the new MasterChef. We can add that to Pottery Throwdown and Design Masters. Well, they should get Design Masters in to do number 10, shouldn't they? We've got Boris and Carrie bleating about the flat. Send the girl with the pink hair in. Get her to zhuzh it up.
With some bamboo and some hula hula skirts.
Yes. A little tiki bar. honestly, Judith, I would love a makeover, wouldn't you, of the house?
Oh, so bored with everything in the house. Really bored with it. Yeah.
Well, if you allowed one new thing, what would it be? Would it be a piece of furniture or would it be... Well, you're capable of painting. You can do that. But for me, a new sofa. If I had
sofa.
The money in the world.
Oh.
Yeah. Or just
what
the old one recovered.
Would you go bright colour? What would you do?
Well, at the moment, it's a sort of...
grey, isn't it?
Green. No. It's a sort of... It's a green. It's quite a subtle green.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go grey. I don't know. I don't know what I'd go. I think I might go gold.
I like those velvet ones. I'm quite seduced by those loaf ones, you know.
They're
lovely.
A
bright orange.
Well, I've just taken receipt of a roll of orange corduroy. Because for my birthday, Jeff's having my office chair recovered in orange corduroy in a jumbo cord.
Oh,
I'd quite like that on the sofa, actually, to be quite honest.
Well, yes.
Let's get this chair
done. I saw an orange kettle the other day, and I suddenly covet an orange kettle. And I think I would get a lot of joy out of my orange kettle. I'm just going to fucking get it. I'm going to brighten my day. I'm going to do that before
a new
I do
sofa.
Talk. I'm going to do that before I get on to talk.
No, Judith. No. I'm really sorry. There's the wrong order.
I know what you're going to say.
You have to do talk, then kettle. All right? You can write that down. Talk.
Okay.
Reward.
That might see me
orange
that,
kettle.
That might just
okay.
See me through. All right then.
All right.
And
we're still loving Grayson's.
Grayson's. Yes, the new one. Yeah, I loved it this week when they had lunch together. You saw what they had. You see, I'm such a groupie.
No,
such
what
a
they
groupie.
Ate.
I feel like I'm in that room with them. No, she had tomatoes and a little Tupperware of salad, which I go, obviously they bring them down from the house, don't they, or whatever.
Yeah.
And he had a sandwich and a bit of silver foil. I wanted to know what was in the sandwich. I was, you know,
it's an art programme, Judith. They can't stop halfway through and go, oh, by the way, this is salami and cheese, if you're
interested.
Well,
I want to know everything about them because I'm so in awe. And did you see that wonderful... Because they did that thing about family, didn't they, this week?
Yeah,
and did you see that woman... Did you see that girl who'd got a sort of installation thing for her family? And she jarred... Well, obviously, their sort of invented smells because she was missing them all. I just thought that was such a lovely idea that you would kind of bottle someone's smell, because people smell that you love. It's very powerful and very, very evocative, isn't it?
But I can't describe any of them. I know what they are, but they are unidentifiable. I can't say what they are. I know what Jeff's smell is.
What?
No, it's like the back of his neck. I can't describe what it is. It's a bit sweaty. No, but it's clean sweat sort of thing. I don't
clean
know.
Sweat. What a relief. But yes. Oh, I can, you see, because I think Mike's would be his hanky. And as you said that, I just remembered my father's would be a little bit of Brill Cream. And then Ellen's is fabric conditioner. and Sienna's freshly washed hair. Thought about this, haven't
Phoebe's
I?
Phoebe's very hair thought as well, because it. Her hair, when it needs a wash, smells. She says, will you smell my hair? Will you smell my hair?
Does she?
And she says, does it smell like pigs? And I go, yeah, it's piggy today. And it needs washing.
I hadn't noticed that. But no, smells are very important. And I thought that was really sweet and clever. It's a lovely programme. I love it.
Yeah, and Harry Hill hugging the tree with a picture of his mum on it was very touching.
Wasn't it touching? Yeah. Such a simple idea. No, we love it. We love it. We love it.
We both watched Whirly Bird, the documentary on BBC Four.
Oh, that was a triumph, wasn't it?
It was an interesting
film. Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
Well, it was about... Well, you told me to watch it.
Well, I did. Yes, I did.
Instructions. Okay, so right, Judith, you have to phone talk, then buy an orange kettle. Right. Jenny, you've got to watch Whirly Bird, the documentary. Okay, Judith, I'm watching it now. We both watched it. It's very good. It's about this couple who set up a news reporting service from a helicopter, hence the Whirly Bird. And they were a married couple, and it was about their relationship. It was also about all the scenes that they covered, particularly the Los Angeles riots. And they were in the helicopter covering the OJ chase.
OJ, yes.
But in the background was this story of their marriage and the fact that in quite late on, he decided to trans.
I mean, that was absolutely extraordinary. I mean, I do think it's an interesting documentary on all sorts of levels.
Really, for all reasons, for many different reasons. There's the big news story and then this small news story in their own home.
Well, yeah, and so the tension and the arguments in the... But what's extraordinary is that he must have had more testosterone in his body than, you know, anybody that you've ever met, in that he was such this sort of news hound and kind of driven to get all the pictures.
Pushy, and he was quite
pushy.
Mean to his wife.
Talking about
pushy, he nearly pushed her out of the helicopter to get the shots.
Absolutely. And then he turns into a woman and you just think, what? What? Why? Really?
No, and estranged from the family, which was sad. I hate it when families can't get over.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you just think, well, you know, he's done that, but you know, everyone's got to get over it. Okay, moving on to books.
Books, yes. Yeah, go on then. What are you doing?
Well, finished our latest Agatha. I'm sorry, but Agatha has been my bedrock or my book rock. And today is International Book Day because we're recording this on Thursday, the 4th of March. And she is extraordinary. And we listened to the classic Sparkling Cyanide, which just is one of her best, I think. And also finished the very long City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert. 15 hours long, good value, nicely read. And I think a lot of our owls, older and wider listeners, would like that book. I am now on Kiss Myself Goodbye by Ferdinand Mount, which has a recommendation on the front cover by Hilary Mantel. Lots of very good reviews. And it's a very strange account of his wealthy aunt, Munka, who is a poodle-loving fantasist who lies and reinvents herself throughout her life. It's a book about money, class and reinvention. I've only just started it, so the jury's out. And I've also started by myself, because that's a shared one with Jeff, Daddy by Emma Klein, who wrote Girls a couple of years ago.
You are busy, aren't you? They all sound good. Wow. God, you're amazing. You're amazing. I'm still plodding on with Midnight Library by Matt
Haley. Will you do more things? You go out on your bike.
Well, I suppose I do a bit, yeah. Walk the dog.
On to emails. What have we got this week?
I tell you what. Somebody sent us some fabulous biscuits. Yvette of Flamingo Kitchen. I posted them to you because I'd already wrapped them up. And so if you see them...
I haven't got them yet.
Oh, well, they'll be there soon.
Unless Jeff's opened them and snarled the lot.
Well, they're too nice to eat. That's the thing. That's obviously what they do, is they make these bespoke biscuits. I'm looking at them. They're in the box. They are our logo in our colours. Their badges. You know, one says, I love coleslaw. There's Snorlaw and the older and wider
logo.
Sort of turquoise. They are beautiful. They are beautiful.
Well, you sent me a photo and then we're going to put this up on the website.
Yes,
not the website. We mean the Instagram.
The Instagram.
Which we also call the notice board, which has confused a couple of listeners this week. Somebody said, where is this notice board? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Do you think they thought it was sort of up somewhere?
Yeah. I don't know. It's our Instagram.
Like the Buckingham Palace one, like where they put the notice board up for the royal
birth. Or the parish notice board outside the church. I'd like to say thank you very much as well to Elaine Baker, with no age.
Tut, Elaine.
She sent us this brilliant photo of a jigsaw And the jigsaw features a couple in a caravan, both searching for the missing piece on the
floor. It's wonderful, wonderful. It's almost like a Beryl Cook.
Yeah, she says it's you and Jeff after lockdown. and we're going to put that on the notice board /
fabulous
Instagram
jigsaw.
As well.
Absolutely fabulous
and
that was.
Claire, 57 yes. and 7 months, sent us a video and the sound of some woodpeckers she hears on her daily walk.
She
thinks
does,
it's mating season.
Yes, yes.
Mm.
Because we started birds. This, we started this thread of the front bottom of birds,
yeah.
and of which we know very, very little.
We know nothing.
Evidently.
We know absolutely nothing.
I think we need more information about birds front
birds
bottoms.
Front bottoms. But apparently,
no,
somebody
gang.
Did email to say that the poo and the wee is mixed in together. That's why it's always quite sloppy, and you never get a dry shit from a bird on your head.
Yes.
So basically, that's us done this week, and I think if we can ask Daisy, she might be able to put the sound of the woodpeckers on the end, see us out. See,
nice idea.
Wouldn't
nice
that be
idea.
Nice?
That would be lovely.
Wouldn't it be nice, Judy?
And then we mustn't forget the email address and the Instagram thing. So the email address, olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Okay, olderwiderpod@gmail.com. We want to know about birds, front bottoms and all your news. Thank you.
And our Instagram, yes. I found it, Judith, I found
have you?
It.
Ooh,
yes,
well done,
is
well done.
At olderandwiderpodcast.
Yes. Well done.
We've done
well
all
done.
Our business correctly. Well Whew. Done, us. How Phew. Efficient we are. If we can do that, Judith, you can do talk.
I can do talk. Oh, God, you've reminded me. Right, I should brace myself. Lovely.
You've
Very
just
nice
commented,
to talk
haven't
to you.
You. We'd come up. So, we'd come up. We were quite high. We were peaking at 8. And I mentioned talk. You're right back down to a 4.
I know, but you wait till I get that orange kettle. You just you wait. Just you wait.
Just you
Lovely.
Wait. Da, 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 da. What was that song? Was it Just You Wait? Henry Higgins, Just You Wait. I'm wasting
God.
Me.
Good God. Right, okay. Have a good day, whatever
yes.
you're up to, gang.
Yes.
And look after yourselves.
Take care,
yeah. Bye, Daisy. Bye, Jolie. Bye, guys.
Lots of love all. Bye-bye.
Bye.